right, back with Steve Young. And, Steve, I thought you'd enjoy this quote from Michael Strahan from yesterday's show.
I mean, I think the offensive line picked it up. The Patriots understand how to play when the pressure's on in those type of situations because they've been in it many times before. And, you know, about Merriman and the pressure to get some hits and all those things, one thing that Belichick is great at, and one thing Parcells before him and all the coaches in and under that type of system, is they look at how to take out the best guy on both sides of the ball.
Exactly. Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, I'm not much for defensive theory, Nick, to be honest with you. It kind of bores me. No, you know, it was true when we played the Patriots. I mean, when we played the Cleveland Browns when Bill Belichick was coaching them. His tactic is twofold. One, I might not be able to get to the quarterback first, but I'm going to get to his receivers first, and I'm going to be able to get to his tight end first. And so he maims them off the line of scrimmage. He makes you change your timing. And nothing more important than the Colts offense than the timing. That's why he's been so successful at beating the Colts. And so then you get, now the second fold is now you've beat up the guys that that Peyton Manning cares about, and then you get to Peyton Manning. And so that's kind of the thing that you'll watch unfold this weekend. Watch how many times Peyton Manning has to pump, and as soon as he starts to pump, he starts to move. And once he starts to move, his game goes completely down another path where he has to throw on the run, he's moving, and that's where you know you've got him on the, you've got him literally and figuratively on the run. So watch for those things to happen. If he drops back, he's timed up, throws the ball, completes them, then the Patriots are in deep trouble.
You know, but let's admit also, though, that Peyton Manning has taken it to a better level in terms of his movement outside the pocket. He's never going to be a Garcia,
yeah,
a McNabb, or any of those people, but he's gotten better at that. He's moving his feet better. He's throwing on the run. He's not Tony Romo, but my prediction is, despite everything, just as I picked the Patriots would find a way to get a win over San Diego, I think Manning is at that place where it's either going to happen this year or it won't at all.
No, you don't say that, because you would have said that last year when they had home field advantage. They had the best record. The Pittsburgh Steelers, the sixth-ranked team, was coming into town. I mean, the sixth-seeded team. You know, that's easy to say, Nick, but I have a feeling that Peyton is a relentless guy. It's part of his personality. If it doesn't happen this year, we'll be right back at it next year. But it does get harder because the team is not nearly what it was last year. The Colts are not trending up. They're trending down. They got worse this year. They need to get better next year, but they still have a chance. There are, you know, you can say that the Pittsburgh Steelers weren't the best they've ever been last year, but they won the Super Bowl. So, I mean, I don't think it has to happen this year, but sooner or later it needs to happen, or else we're going to, you know, poor Peyton's going to hear this just ad nauseum the rest of his life, and that's no fair for a guy that's played so well.
Steve, before we let you go, tell me what you think about Marty's performance, because, you know, I talked to Marty yesterday briefly, and he was in the midst of interviewing all the players at the end of the year like he does, and it just galls me that, as you see that happens, and I know you're sophisticated enough to see this and be very aware of it, even at the highest levels in the most successful businesses in the world, the personal animosities get in the way of winning. And here you've got Smith as a general manager not being able to get along with Marty, and that he would actually consider getting rid of Marty after this year, knowing that Philip Rivers will come back with one more year's experience, knowing the chemistry on that team is so excellent. Does that blow your mind?
I think that, Marty's... You can't worry about what's happened year to year. You just got to keep chopping wood. That was one of the coach's comments a couple years ago. I think it was Jack Del Rio who got in a little trouble for it because a guy axed his leg. But, you keep chopping wood and you can't worry about all the little things that happen year to year.
So you don't think that the Spanos ownership are going to have to step in and make sure that Smith doesn't let go of Marty? Because from what I hear, it's real enough that people...
Well, I think it's more personality. Yeah, it's more personality driven if they can get along. I think the guy's been successful. He was aggressive during the week and did the things during the game to go win it. And just things, I mean, who would think they'd intercept the ball and then fumble it? I mean, just things that happen you can't worry about. There's a trend for Marty, but I think this year he was up to the task of beating down Marty Ball.
So let's get your picks before you go. Who do you see in this Colts-Patriots game?
I see the home team. I think Indianapolis is going to done.
And I do too. I really do.
And I think New Orleans will get it done at home as well. All right, Nick, I'm on the road, buddy.
All right, well, thanks again, my friend.
Okay.
No problem. All right, well, we're going to be... We're going to be joined by Larry Weissman in just a second, and he thinks that the Saints are going to win, but, of course, they're playing at Chicago. I'd like to see the Saints win. I think they're so well coached that they're not going to make many mistakes, and that's the same kind of thing that happens with the Patriots. Here's Michael Strahan on the Bears defense.
The Bears have a very fast defense. They're very, very, very well disciplined, very fast. So it's going to be tough to run that ball against them. I know they haven't looked so great the last few weeks, or especially this last week, but I think that for this one game and that element, it is definitely going to be to their advantage. And when you're a running back, the last thing you really want to do is get hit when you're sitting there and you're freezing. But I know as a linebacker and as a defensive lineman, as long as you know that you're inflicting some pain, those guys are uncomfortable in that situation, you're more than willing to stay out there and do whatever you got to do to those guys. So I think it's going to be to the advantage of the Chicago Bears defense with this running game. I don't think that they're going to get run on like they have the last few weeks. I think the weather is going to be a part of that.
That's our friend Michael Strahan, who joined us yesterday with Len Dawson. And we're lucky to have Larry Weissman, from the top writers for USA Today. We were just talking, Larry, with Steve Young about the Peyton Manning challenge this week, and I think this is the year that he does get over the hump. But before we do that, when you listen to the challenge of the Bears defense, which has not been doing well without Tommy Harris, without Mike Brown at safety in the middle, tell us how you see this game with a Deuce McAllister who's been so effective running up the middle in the last few games.
Yeah, I think you have a team in New Orleans that has very good perimeter speed and also a guy who can barrel up the middle. And I think if the Saints have some success in spreading out the Bears and maybe neutralizing Brian Urlacher just a little bit, they'll be able to get Bush to the outside. They'll be able to get McAllister up the middle. And when the Bears start thinking that way, Drew Brees will throw it down the field. I think I'm going to take the New Orleans Saints. I'm going to go with the team of destiny.
I think I'm going to as well, for the reason that I think they're going to make less major mistakes. I think Grossman may well play reasonably well, but I just think that they have enough variety, that they have developed all their options so well on that New Orleans offense, and they also have a certain level of confidence. I don't think the weather will be the factor that they expect it to, but tell me, before we move on to this Manning versus Brady situation, tell me about the Bears and what surprised you in their game on Sunday.
I thought they'd have an easier time with Seattle. I think they had a very beaten up, battered team playing in their ballpark and couldn't put them away, and certainly opened the gates wide enough for Sean Alexander to have himself a heck of a nice touchdown run. I just don't see the Bears being real tight. I think that They built a record playing a bunch of bad teams early. Yeah, they won a lot of those games. That's what they ask you to do, and you don't get to pick your schedule. But now there aren't any gimmies. There's no patsies left. You're playing really good teams. And I would say in the divisional round, maybe with the exception of that Chicago-Seattle game, the team with the better quarterback won. And the team in this game with the better quarterback is Drew Brees.
I'll go with you on that. Well, let's move on to a subject that we're all going to be looking at with great anticipation. And before we get to the actual quarterbacks, let's look at that matchup between Asante Samuel and Marvin Harrison. The way he's been playing, that is Asante Samuel, I think he'll do a decent job on Marvin Harrison. But what about Ellis Hobbs on Reggie Wayne?
Well, Ellis Hobbs has not played badly either. One of the problems that the Patriots have is at the safety spot, where they're trying a bunch of different people. In the absence of Eugene Samuel and Rodney Harrison, I don't know that Harrison's going to be able to make it for this game. I think they had talked about him possibly being able to go, but he's a huge absence. He's just a guy that you don't want to catch a ball in front of him, and so it changes a little bit of the dynamic of how the Patriots are going to play back there. And Marvin Harrison was pretty quiet against the Baltimore Ravens.
And the Patriots seemed to go away. I remember in the previous confrontation earlier this year, they went away from their run game in the second half. Do you see a change in that strategy this weekend?
No, I think that they'll want to stay with it. You know, the fact that the Colts are playing much better defense now doesn't necessarily make them a better defense. The things that were I don't want to say wrong with them, but the deficits that they have in terms of size, overall bulk up front, I think you attack that. I think the Ravens made a mistake in not sticking with the run. They ran the ball six times in the second half of a game that they were never out of. So it doesn't make sense to not do that. First time around, Patriots did a good job. They went three wide, four wide, spread them out, ran the ball in the first half, changed up entirely in the second half, and it didn't do them a lot of good. And I don't think they're the kind of team that makes the same mistake twice.
And speaking of wide receivers and spreading it out, Tom Brady with Rashaad Caldwell and Javar Gaffney. I mean, who would even have known either of those people at the beginning of this year? But Brady seems to find a way to make average receivers or even below average receivers, at least in terms of reputation, step it up.
Yeah, and it took him a while. You know, you could read between the lines during the season about his lack of comfort with new people, and that he missed Deion Branch, and that the offense seemed to be revolving around either getting it to a back or any of the tight ends. But that's the beauty of a 16-game season and a couple of playoff games. You've sort of got a little forced bonding going on there if we're all going to move along. And so I think that this is starting to work pretty well, and you do have to give Tom Brady a lot of credit for working with basically street free agents.
I'm going to give credit also to the Patriots' offensive line, which I am still waiting to see them fall apart late in a game when it matters most. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Marty Schottenheimer situation with a guy that knows a lot about it, Larry Weissman from USA Today, and we'll be joined by Rob Bradford from the Tribune up there in New England, who wrote an interesting article about Gostkowski, about Vinatieri, about following in the steps of one of the great, if not the greatest, clutch kicker in the history of the game, and the Patriots. Whether they still have the magic. It sure looked like it this weekend. We'll be right back on Head Games on Sports Byline and Sirius Channel 122. Stay with us.